Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Monken, soon to be, it's not official yet, but it seems, ex-offensive coordinator for the Ravens, was interviewing in Cleveland for their head coaching position. Todd Monken's a guy that achieved great success here with this Ravens offense. It's NFL Lunch. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Haney. Featured artist Friday. It's the Cars. Todd is on the Ryan Ripken show. We'll be talking to Ryan Ripken, as we said, bottom of the hour after we do our picks coming up here in a few minutes. But as Todd Monken has taken heat for what happened in 25, disconnect with Lamar. Why wasn't Derrick Henry running the ball in the fourth quarter against New England? Which I think, fair question. After he had just put you up by double digits, 12 minutes left in the game, he didn't touch the ball for the rest of the time because there was a rotation. Screw that rotation. Let's go back to maybe the most infamous game of them all. The 2023 AFC Championship game, M&T Bank Stadium. 18th ranked run defense going up against the Ravens run offense that had lost Keaton Mitchell late in the season. Remember, this was before Derrick Henry. Keaton Mitchell got hurt that Monday night game against Jacksonville, but Ravens were still effective running the ball, and Lamar ran all over Houston in the divisional round. Todd Monken, let's harken back to just a couple of years ago and what the hell you were thinking play-calling-wise in that championship game. In that championship game.
The frustration of the Chiefs game. And, you know, I wish I would have called it better. Wish I would have had a better plan. Wish I would have trusted the run game better. Wish I would have put us in a better position. I'll be 60 and it'll be a part of things that I've had to, you know, I was at Oklahoma State and we lost at Iowa State and didn't get a chance in 2011 to play for national championship. I remember to this day, we turned it over four times and I didn't get it done. And I'll always remember the Chiefs game and that will be one that, you know, that I'll have to live with forever because you only get so many opportunities. And when you feel directly a part of why we didn't get it done, that stings. But I don't let it haunt me. I just won't ever forget it. The frustration of the Chiefs game.
Oh, there was frustration for sure. With Todd Monken, I'm sure Lamar Jackson, And what was the talk? Lamar maybe hurt his knee early in that game. That's why he was reluctant to hit the road. But watching that game where the Ravens scored a touchdown on their first drive and went for it on 4th and 7, which I think speaks volumes about how they may have been in panic mode right after KC scored. They didn't score a touchdown the rest of the game, and Zay Flowers fumbles at the goal line. Then Lamar misses a wide open Bateman, tries to hit Likely down, blah, blah, blah. But 10 design runs. That's the thing that 2+ years later still has people fired up, shall we say.
Yeah, no Keaton Mitchell, like you said, but in that game, Gus Edwards, 3 carries for 20 yards. 3 carries.
Yeah.
Justice Hill, for that matter, also fellow back, 3 carries for him, 3 yards. Lamar running around doing his thing. How many of these were designed? I don't know. He had 8 total carries for 54. I'd imagine a good chunk of those were improv.
Sure.
Yeah. I when we talk about the most frustrating games in Ravens history, that might be up there. 06 Colts, I think those are, you know, there's been tough losses, but if we're talking frustrating, I think it's those two because of how low scoring the game was, how elite the defense was against a great offense, and just left the door wide open for you to take advantage, not just win, really, quite frankly, blow them out.
Yeah.
You had the talent to do it. You're at home both times. Yeah. And I like the last part of Monken's comment there that, you know, I don't beat myself up over it, but I'll never forget it. That type of thing.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting quote.
Like, I'll never forget my comment that Monday after the game that if you would have told me that the Ravens would hold Kansas City to 17 points, they would have won by 2 touchdowns.
Exactly.
Yep. Instead of scoring just 1 on their first drive. Kansas City, they didn't score in the second half of the game. Why did I bring up these bad memories? We still have fresh bad memories. Still very much part of it. Speaking of play calling, the media, which is us, and we're a conduit to the fans, which are you. You know, maybe whining too much about play calling. Here's Todd talking to Ryan about that.
Listen, we're in a business where we're expected to excel every week. So there's going to be high stress. There's going to be frustration. There's going to be times where they look at me and they're like, why don't we call this? Why don't we run this? Why don't we use this player more? That comes with the territory. I mean, that's no shit, you know? And like, I get it. I'm not mad at anybody, but the media acts like that's something that's like, woo, the players are frustrated with the play calling. Well, no shit. My wife is. I mean, so I don't even understand it. Like, they act like it's something that, or this skill player wants the ball more. Well, no shit. You know, they want to run the ball more. Well, no shit. You know, okay, you're running it more. We're too conservative. It's play to play, drive to drive. It's, hey, he's in his bag. The next one, he's too trick dicky. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. But they act like it's a big deal.
It's like an Army Swiss knife, I guess.
I thought the Ryan Ripken show was a family show.
That's right.
Come on.
But you can feel as frustrated, because we say it all the time. We feel bad. We're frustrated, angry. They feel it a bazillion times more than we do. You think Tyler Loop is still not hating himself over what happened Sunday night in Pittsburgh, as opposed to some dipcrap fan sending him hate mail and wishing harm on him and his family? You go bleep yourself.
I mean, it's their jobs that are on the line.
Yeah.
You know, Monken, mistakes like that cost you your job. Tyler Loop, kickers get dropped at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
One miss, it completely ends your
Nolan's
career.
Nolan's ready to cut him already.
I think it's worth a look.
We're going to come back to our picks for the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. Stick around for that. And we're going to talk to Ryan Ripken. How did he allow such profanity to get on the Ryan Ripken show? Stick around for that. Then a Funhouse trip, Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Oregon and it's Indiana. It's the Peach Bowl. The winner of this one goes to Miami to take on the Hurricanes.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The national championship.
Vinny and Haney's football pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Time for the picks, postseason style. Yours truly had a dreadful regular season. Third straight last place finish as Vinny's won 3 years in a row. Now we get to the postseason, and I'll have a chance to redeem myself. Games start tomorrow. And we'll get to the schedule, we'll get to the spreads, and all the fun stuff that goes along with it. It is beer on the line. Mick Alter for a guy that's watching his figure, as you can see. Mm-hmm. And Nolan with a Yingling.
And just so we're on the same page here, we get this settled before the picks are made. What's the monetary amount for the playoffs?
Case.
Okay.
Case of beer.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I mean, mine's about 30. For the record, I drink 2 18-packs. Like I told the guy at the liquor store, he says, why don't you just get a 30-pack? It's like Spinal Tap. Well, at 218, it's 36.
Right.
This one goes to 11. Why don't you just make 10? No, because this one goes to 36.
Well, I'm not going to have to worry about paying anyway, so I don't even know why I'm asking.
Okay.
You'll be the one paying.
Now you're popping off. Here we go. All right, Rams at Panthers. Rams, 10.5-point favorites. Carolina backed in to the playoffs. If New Orleans had managed to beat the Falcons, which they didn't, we'd be talking about Tampa hosting the Rams. And quite frankly, I felt as though that would be a more competitive game. But it's a moot point. These two teams did play earlier in the season, and a high-scoring affair it was. Looks like Devontae Adams is going to be back, Nolan, for this game. So 10.5-point spread. Home dogs in a playoff game, no less. What do you got here?
Yeah, I mean, I can't go against the Rams. I got to give the Panthers respect, though, because that regular season game, not only was it a thriller, but they really earned that. And the reason why I take the Rams, though, is as bad as Stafford was in that game, three turnovers, maybe even more, at least three, pick six in there, they still had a chance to steal it at the end. So if I'm Carolina, and I'm thinking, man, Bryce Young was great in that game. Maybe one of his better games all year. At least he played clean. Stafford was terrible. We still almost lost. I think that might be in the back of my head. Being at home, rowdy crowd. Been a while for them to get up for the playoffs. Maybe they'll be all amped up for that. But even still, I can't pick against LA here.
Now, as Nate Davis told us last hour from USA Today, you know, maybe Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard can establish something on the ground, and the kid McMillan's been outstanding for them, the wide receiver out of Arizona. But break out the puffy pants, everybody. It's hammer time. Rams will thump them. By the way, we're just doing picks, wins, and losses, but we throw the spreads out there for entertainment purposes. Next game, Nolan, this is one that Mike Harmon was running hot about yesterday.
Right. Well, I don't know why, because I actually feel confident for him, for his Chicago Bears. Being the home team here, I know this whole, they played so many times here. Both of their matchups were in the second half of the regular season. Now you get the wild card round. I asked Nate Davis about it, the rust factor for Jordan Love. I trust that he's 100% healthy, but I do think there will be a little bit of rust there. And this is no easy task. Again, I mentioned the Carolina crowd not having a reason to celebrate here in recent history or get up for a playoff game. Chicago, the same thing. And that stadium's going to be disappearing here soon. Yeah. So, you know, maybe another final memory for Soldier Field. This is Chicago for me pretty easily.
I don't know if it's going to be an easy victory, but with Swift, Manungai, they can get it done. No Micah Parsons defensively to make Caleb Williams miserable. And you know, Caleb Williams might not be the most accurate quarterback in the league, but he can make big plays. Looks like Adunze is, in fact, going to be there. This Loveland kid, the tight end, the rookie, he's been a factor for them down the stretch. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going, duh, Bears. Question is, does Matt LaFleur get cundiffed out of Green Bay? Because usually they play well in December under him. The exact opposite this year. Now it's in January, obviously, but you get the point.
I think there would be a case to be made for using like the injury excuse there. They're pretty banged up. I know Love's going to be back, but you know, you lose your best defensive player in Parsons. That's not easy to overcome at all. You know, you see the record they finished with. I think that's a reflection of just how banged up they've been. But hey, division matchup, crazy things happen.
Sunday's game. Well, three. We got a triple header, Nolan, on Sunday. Buffalo at Jacksonville. Bills laying 1.5 on the road. As Nate told us, Nate Davis last hour, everybody at USA Today does the picks in their world, taking the Jags. What do you got going on?
I like the Bills here. And this does go back to the out-of-excuses conversation for Josh Allen and the Bills as a whole. I know this is not the Bills team of last year or even the ones that just came up just short of beating Kansas City a couple times. But even still, Jacksonville, really no playoff experience. I mean, Lawrence has played in at least one or two playoff games, but I don't know, man. I lean more towards that experience that Buffalo has. I lean more towards a Josh Allen at this time of year. Close, hard fought, but I'm going Buffalo.
Hey, I'm going to take the Bills as well. Etienne, he can make some big plays with this kid with Washington, I believe it is. Parker Washington's really stepped up for Jacksonville in the passing game. But I will take Buffalo and James Cook. I know it's going to be a tall order to run against that defense, but he's going to get it done. And Buffalo will get their first road playoff win since 1992.
I couldn't believe that when he said it.
Get the hell out of here. San Francisco at Philly, Eagles 5.5. This spread's actually gone up this week.
So this is where I flip-flopped. Earlier this week, I think I asked Ryan Wilson, I was like, what am I missing here with this spread? San Francisco's been playing all these tough teams down the stretch, really looking the part. I know they kind of crumbled there against Seattle in the final week, but even still, I felt good about their roster. But here's why I flipped to Philadelphia. Sure, they're at home. That's part of it. That defense is outstanding. And it's not just statistically outstanding. It's outstanding in a can carry the entire team type of way. Not to the level of a 2000 Ravens, but it is, I mean, maybe your best closest thing of a modern version of that, where a defense can be so elite that it can win the game. The defense could score for that offense. And as disjointed as Jalen Hurts and those weapons have looked this year, I'll say this about Jalen Hurts. Always shows up in the playoffs. Stats aren't going to be out of this world, but I do think they trend and tend to be better than they are in the regular season. And he is very protective of the football in January. So I give the edge to Philadelphia here.
I'm going to take San Francisco, just so you'll have to buy me beer. But, I mean, these two teams do have a playoff history, recent one at that. Brock Purdy, up until that debacle against Seattle, has been playing really well. And I'll give Shanahan credit, who I think deserves at least some consideration for Coach of the Year. I'm going to take the 49ers to knock the Eagles off their throne as world champions. Chargers and Patriots. People call New England fraudulent, but they're 3.5-point favorites here.
They're not fraudulent. I do would agree that they haven't been as battle-tested as I would probably prefer, but they've showed up in some primetime spots this year. You know, are the Ravens the most daunting opponent? No, but given all that was on the line in that week coming into Baltimore on a Sunday night, I was very impressed with the way Drake May played in that game. I am taking New England here at home. I have some reservations because this is Drake May's first playoff game, but I could have said the same about Caleb Williams with Chicago, and I still took them. Ultimately, I'm just not sold on the Chargers here. And if there was, say, if this was Buffalo going to play New England, division matchup aside, I'd probably take Buffalo for the upset because of the experience factor. Maybe I might even take a Houston over a New England if that was the matchup here. But I do like the Pats over the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm taking New England. I think they win with relative ease. Herbert's 0-2 in the playoffs, and you know, are they going to be able to run the ball? Vrabel's got experience winning. I mean, Harbaugh obviously is coached into the Super Bowl, but I just think New England's got kind of that thing going on against a banged up LA Chargers team. And then finally, Nolan, Monday night, Houston at Pittsburgh, Texans -3.
Landed on Houston here. That defense is just too legit. Maybe I'm picking with my heart here that I want to see this on Monday night, a Mike Tomlin postgame presser and all the word salad that he's going to dish out for us. It's always a good time when you can hear that. And all right, Rodgers did a lot with less down the stretch. He's going to get DK Metcalf back. He's been in these situations time and time again. But that Houston defense, man, it is legit. Give me the Texans.
Yeah. Can Woody Marks run the football? That's going to be interesting to watch. But Nico Collins is better than any Ravens receiver, and C.J. Stroud is playing really good football. And Houston's been to the playoffs, but this is their third straight year. They've won at least one game in the previous two. The Ravens got them, if you remember, in 2023. And they've won on the road, too. So I'm going to take the Houston Texans. Eat that, Steelers fans. When we come back, Ryan Rifkin's going to be joining us. He had Todd Monken on the show yesterday. Profanity aside, he had a lot of interesting things to say, so Ryan's going to talk about that. Then it's a funhouse trip with Alex Scamponi. Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Indiana and Oregon. Rematch from their game earlier in the year, won by Indiana. This one's in the Peach Bowl.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your
your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Vinny and Haney. As you just heard during Nolan's update, Todd Monken was on the Ryan Ripken show. What a coincidence. Joining us now is Ryan Ripken. First of all, Ryan, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Well, look at that, in that order, man. It's like I has it been that long since I've seen you, Bob?
Yeah, I believe so. And happy Halloween. I think we missed that one, too.
Man, it's been that long. Wow. And you know what? I guess Nolan, it's that case, too. Wow, this is like a little reunion.
Who is this guy?
Look at us.
Yeah, Nolan's grown a beard since you last saw him.
Shaved it and grown it back.
No. Oh, my goodness. See, well, what are you guys doing without me there? But you know what? It's great to hear your voices. Happy 2026.
Appreciate it, dude. And, of course, the interview you did with Todd Monken, you and the fellas yesterday, making national news. We've been riding this thing all day long, and rightfully so. So tell us how it all came about and how, you know, Todd Monken, you were like Barbara Walters, man. He was opening up just saying anything and everything that he had to say. But as you were getting ready to do the interview for you, Ryan, what was the first question you wanted to ask him and wanted to get the answer to?
Well, honestly, you know, how it all kind of comes together and you get a message of like, hey, I'm going to join and you can have me as long as you want. And I'm like, well, all right, well, where are we going to go with this? And, you know, obviously there was a lot of things that people wanted answers to, you know, whether it's from the Harbaugh situation, those rumors around that was Monken the reason that Harbaugh didn't come back. Oh, that there was disagreements with Lamar, whatever that can be. But above all, Bob, what I really wanted, and this is kind of why I got in the media, is I always felt growing up that there was sometimes with the name Ripken and being around that there was some rumors, misconceptions, and that narratives out there that sometimes that people really didn't know. And that's not any knock to anybody, but no one really knew everything. So you wanted to feel like you couldn't get your word out. In this case, I wanted Todd Monken to just be able to speak openly about these narratives, whatever he wanted. So I don't think it was one specific question. I think above all, I just wanted Todd to know, hey, I understand where you come from. You can trust me with this, and I want you to feel comfortable to express yourself. And you know what? I think it turned out great, and I think a lot of people, whether you agreed or not on the field, you felt that you got an authentic answer, and I don't think we get that a lot from people in the around the professional ranks, especially an offensive coordinator on a premier team in the NFL.
So the two initial takeaways after listening to the interview, one, on the surface, you know, we're so consumed by the Ravens part of it, I immediately dive into that, all the angles, stuff talking about Lamar, the Harbaugh relationship. But then I also came away thinking, man, Monken looks really good coming out of this interview. You mentioned how candidly he spoke, how open and honest he was. He's going to re-enter the coaching cycle now. Past couple years, he's received some head coaching interest, interview requests from the Browns here for that. You get the sense that maybe this could be the time for him to try to leap to head coach if the opportunity's on the table?
Well, from hearing him speak and how accountable he is, you know, that makes you want to, you know, hire him as a head coach just off the accountability standpoint. Now, however, we know being a great offensive coordinator doesn't necessarily translate to being a great head coach. But what you want is those qualities, right? So would I love to see Todd get an opportunity? Absolutely. Will he? I don't know. You know, I don't know if he will, but I think above all, like, you're right. You know, I tell people, especially that are still playing, and I felt that way when I was hidden as a player, you know, trying to make it in the minors, or even when I was younger, I wanted to be close to the vest because you're afraid of saying something wrong and people are going to judge you. But I think that was the part. Monken coming out of this, how could you not love what he said and what he did after the fact? And again, I bring it back to this. He covered everything. And the bigger part is he was accountable about everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. He didn't point fingers. He spoke honestly, openly, and truthfully. And you know how you can look someone in the eyes and you can listen to them and you can sit there and go, I don't know if I believe in that guy. I listened to him the entire time, and I just said, I believe every word that he says because I could feel it coming from the heart. And I think that's the part that I loved for Todd Monken more than anything, is that people got to see what everyone else behind the scenes has heard about him, that he is a great guy. He's a straight shooter. And yeah, if I'm a team that wants to hire Todd Monken, I'm looking at this guy of, I got zero questions about what he brings to the table on top of already being a brilliant football mind.
Now back to the Ravens side of things here, their search for the next head coach. They've got 9 invites out there, including guys that have already interviewed. It's been the question of the week, so I'll pose it to you. What are you leaning more towards? What would you like to see in terms of the coach coming here? Offensive mind or defensive mind?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would just want, you know, I go back and forth on how I guess I would fully answer this. You know, when you look at, do you need more to unlock the offense? No, I don't think that that's the case. This offense, the year prior and in 2023, you're like, this unit's a juggernaut. This is an offense that can win. So, but it was the identity side. You know, the defense wasn't like we've seen. And yes, there's been changes and turnovers. And, you know, I think above all, I think you want to have a leader of men, a guy that then if it's a defense or offensive minded, to me is irrelevant. But how do you get back to the mantra of playing like a Raven? You know, physical, tough, gritty, control the line of scrimmage in the trenches on both sides of the ball. That's what made the Ravens the Ravens. And you have that dynamic playmaker in Lamar Jackson. When he's healthy, he's the best player in the NFL. So the Ravens for them is getting back to the identity and who can help the Ravens be that next form of that, right? And that's something that I'm looking for. So of the candidates, I'll even say if none of the candidates that we've seen so far, if it's someone else that people have questions on, because back in 2008, people had questions on John Harbaugh. They weren't sure who this guy was coming in. They had an idea, Andy Reid coaching tree, Philadelphia, but could he be a leader? Could he lead this Baltimore Ravens team? Well, the answer was yes, but it wasn't the obvious choice. So that's where I'm kind of at. I know it's a long-winded answer. I just want, above all, who can come in and make the Ravens again. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want to see. Cause this isn't a this isn't a reset. This is a reboot. Now this team can still win and they should still expect to win next year and beyond.
Ryan Ripken Show. And of course our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, ripping it with Ryan, which will be starting. Won't be long. And then BBT, hey, March 26th, opening day, Orioles taking on the Twinkies down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. But with John Harbaugh now taking a few days to himself, that next week it seems as though Ryan is going to start percolating with the interviews and such. Apparently reports are saying he has no interest in getting into broadcasting. He's going to pull an Andy Reid, get right back on the sidelines. Based on the openings that are there, discounting the Ravens, of course, what do you think would be the best fit for him? Nolan and I are saying the Giants, probably, if you want to try to win immediately. Atlanta looks a little intriguing to me, even though that quarterback situation's a little unsettled at this time.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at just on a talent standpoint, the two teams that have really great pieces on the offense and defensive sides, it would be Atlanta and New York. You know, just because of just that. And I know there's a little bit more questions with the quarterback side in Atlanta, but that offense and defense, man, you saw sometimes you're like, this is one of the best teams that they can be. And then obviously other times you're like, well, they are, their record says what it is because of all the shortcomings or blown leads and et cetera, et cetera. Now the Giants, though, I really do think that would be an unbelievable landing spot for Harbaugh. And I'm probably with you guys on that, and why offense and defensive talent, young star quarterback that if you believe in Jackson Dart and get someone to help him develop, you feel really good about that. Oh, and on top of it, the Giants are going to have a premier pick in this upcoming draft. So, yeah. And also, too, for John, New York media might not love him, but he can handle the New York media. And I think that's the biggest thing. The Giants need a culture change, and they need that stability. So if I'm John, that's definitely one that I would see, and you know, it'd be really exciting to watch. I think wherever he's going to go, it's going to be strategical, and he's going to be in a place to put him in position to win and win now.
What's going on the next Ryan Ripken Show?
Oh, it's a great question, Bob. I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh, my bad. Well, John Harbaugh would be a nice follow up, by the way. Not to give you a program suggestion.
Mm. That's interesting. I'll say this, Bob, because we have a lot of interviews in the pipeline, and let's just say there could be some interviews from people that haven't made any public comments on the football space.
Ooh.
And there could be some other guys that just people want to hear from, that you don't get to hear from too often. So how about that?
That sounds awesome. That's a good tease, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, always great to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you in studio as we'll reunite like Peaches and Herb did way back when song reunited. Whatever. Ryan, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, talk to you soon. Hey, you can call and write anytime. Don't forget that.
My phone takes calls too. That's like I say to everybody in my family. You never call. Well, mine, you know, it's not a dial out only phone. It actually rings. Anyway, we'll talk Orioles too at some point in time.
Appreciate you guys. See ya.
All right. See you. Here's Ryan Ripken, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you, and then a fun house trip with Alex Scamponi. And then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And then it's college football playoff, Oregon, Indiana, Peach Bowl. Winner gets Miami in the national championship game. College football, semifinal game, Peach Bowl, Oregon, Indiana. Indiana won the first game by 10 at Eugene, if I'm not mistaken. And their favorite in this game tonight, Mendoza and Cignetti, David Roman Hemby. I mean, I kind of root for them just because of that. Indiana, 3.5-point favorites in this game. Oregon's only loss, as a matter of fact, was to the Hoosiers. Can they keep the magical run alive?
Yeah, I don't hate either team here. I kind of like Oregon. I like Dan Lanning as a coach, too, and Cignetti for that matter. So, hey, same thing I said going into last night's game. If you can follow up the thriller that we got last night in the fourth quarter, I'll be more than happy.
Yeah, and we'll be getting all pickled watching this one. Party timing. Terps tomorrow at UCLA. I don't know.
Don't embarrass yourself.
No. It's just I mean, hang around or something, you know what I mean? But it looks like it's going to be a long year for old Buzz unless he gets his full complement of players. Who really knows? And Keith mentioned this earlier. Then they go to USC, but Rodney Rice is out for the year. Mm. Part of the Crab 5 last year, transferred out. Hurt his shoulder, I think it was. And he played well when they were in Maui early in the season. And Gillespie's doing well down in Tennessee. And you saw Gapari got booted off the Villanova team.
That's a sad story, man. And I don't know how much is true because, of course, there was that Willard comment from a post game earlier this year where he seemed to be taking a shot at Gapari. Said we got a guy who's just has a hurt toe, doesn't want to be out there. I mean, that is Gapari's injury. I can only assume that's who he was talking about. I mean, look, we had the fallout with Willard and where he kind of showed his true colors there, but that's kind of a new low, man. You know, and Gapari, if you missed it, social media post saying, you know, I never thought that me trying to step away from the team for mental health reasons or just being physically injured to begin with would be mocked or, you know, questioned. I mean, by your own head coach, no less. That's low, man. It doesn't get any lower than that.
So Kevin Willard and the Wildcats, who are, you know, they're starting to get it together just a little bit, but all of the Maryland guys, the Malachi Palmers, the Braden Pierce, the kid whose name is Ed Jeffrey, the recruit that was going to come to Maryland, none of the Maryland people are really having much of an impact on the Villanova team. I guess it's the other portal guys that are holdovers from Kyle Neptune's club.
As far as Maryland tomorrow and next Tuesday, for that, feed Elijah Saunders. Loved what I saw out of him the other night, especially in the first half. Got away. Well, they just lost everything in the second half. Started jacking up threes, but Saunders was aggressive the other night. And you can't shoot threes. Get to the foul line. You know, you were getting into the bonus. You were drawing fouls, especially at home. Be aggressive. Try to score that way. I mean, it's not going to happen from the 3-point line. I can tell you that.
And we got Maryland tomorrow. We got NFL playoffs this weekend. So your sports coverage is pretty much strong here on the Fan. All right, let's go to the Funhouse real quick.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
So since we don't have a lot of time here, I'm going to give us a text that someone has the perfect plan for the Ravens next year. All Spaz right. in Baltimore.
Let's hear.
He says, first, trade Lamar to the Raiders for Max Crosby, their number one pick. Okay. Second, we select the Ole Miss QB. I know you'd like that one. And then hire Indiana's head coach.
All right. Well, that's aggressive.
Yeah.
What? Crosby, I'm all about Crosby. Trading Lamar, you're a nut.
You've weakened your team significantly. We're all about bringing Max Crosby to be a teammate of Lamar Jackson's.
Now,
that Chambliss drafting him, if you're trading Lamar?
Even Mendoza's the de facto top quarterback in this year's class, and I even have reservations about him.
Sure.
So I don't like this class at all.
No.
The Ravens aren't even in a position to reset here. The one part of that text, though, that may be worth a mention, out the door.
Yes.
Because Cordell actually tweeted it out, and he said that if I'm the Ravens, I'm going all out, as aggressive as I can possibly be. I'm giving Cignetti a call. I'm giving his agent a call. Now, my first reaction is, why would he want to leave? Especially if they win it all this year. He's on top of the world. Even if they don't win it all, he's still on top of the world right now. I mean, he's going nowhere but up in the college world.
He set the bar so high at Indiana, though, in his first 2 years. Can he maintain this level of excellence? And if he can at least keep them in a Big Ten championship conversation and in the playoff realm year after year, and we're assuming that, you know, they're going to add more teams. I mean, he could be the Bob Knight of the football program in Indiana, where you come into the NFL and you suck, you're fired in 3 years.
Right.
And boy, we just had fun with John Harbaugh meeting with the media. Cignetti be an interesting dude to deal with over the next couple of years for sure. But to Cordell's point, the texter, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Well,
see what the interest level would be
if you're interested. Not just the Ravens. I mean, a lot of other teams searching for a head coach right now. Does anybody reach out? I'd be interested just to see that in general. But for the most part, I think Cignetti or any college coach, you're waiting for things to really die down or for things to start getting a little dicey in the college ranks before I think about making the leap.
That's going to do it for us for the week. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Mike Pope, for Alex Scamponi, for Nolan McGraw, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy, have a great weekend. We'll be talking on Monday about your sports weekend and hopefully the Steelers losing.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what's my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.